Pharrell has taken over. Let's go. It's Pharrell.
Coast to coast.
Steaks, chicks, stacks. You and I are going to make a lot of money. It's Pharrell. Coast to coast.
All right, coast to coast. We're in the Renaissance. Down by the world's most famous, The Garden in New York City on a pain-free Friday. I'm Pharrell. Carver Hyde's with me. Kevin Walsh coming up. He's styling, getting ready, checking the stats twice. Twice baked potatoes. He's got it all going. He's looking at all the NBA and mid-major games tonight. He's already looking ahead to Saturday's college rack, top 25 games, and a multitude of others. There's a million games on Saturday. I just wanted to show you how demented I am. I've showed you a lot of my prop demented activity. Now I'm going to show you my Saturday. This would be a normal, just so you know, this would be a normal Saturday for me in betting. There's sheet one. There's sheet two. I mean, these are full, too. Three rows. Three racks of ribs. Here's number three. I got that going, too. I got every single game you can imagine. I got, like, literally every college game that matters going tomorrow. And then I got all the NBA, full slate, NHL. Literally, I think there's, 14 games tomorrow in the NHL. We're going to get into all that with Kevin as well. Don't forget, he's got a new show with Smitty, Jared Smith. We like Smitty. We like Kevin. We're going to be with Kevin today, not only here on Coast to Coast, but also on In-Game Live. That's at 7 to 9 Eastern. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your lover, tell your dealer, tell your mailman. Spread the word. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. Coast to Coast style. They're coming in from all over. Coast to coast, top to bottom, east to west, everywhere. Literally, Canada's jonesing for us. The Caribbean they're watching. The Southern Hemisphere I already own. And we took over, and it was easy doing it, I got to say. So we're going to talk all of the games tonight in the NBA, and we already did the NHL, so we don't even have to go there. Although Kevin might have action on some hockey games. You never know. He might do that on the slide. But we're also going to have Nick Bogdanovich, because before he was in Vegas, evidently the guy that tripped over the wire that set the whole city on fire, he ended up falling in love with a chick that was trying to fix the problem. They ended up running over to the Elvis Chapel and getting married. They're now making out just like animals. They're drinking martinis. I'm watching them right now. So we're gonna get Nick on. He was in a big meeting trying to stay unmarried. And then he's gonna come on here and tell us about all the money being bet at William Hill in Vegas. So we'll do that. And then I got an idea. We're gonna do an update now. And Carver High has the skinny, the scoop, and the final word on everything going on all over the place. What do you got for me, Carver High?
Sports Grid News Update.
All right, Scotty, Super Bowl 54 weekend. It is finally here. The teams held their final practices, media availabilities. The final injury report for both teams is all clear. Everybody looks good to go. It is time for football. The Chiefs are still holding strong right now at -1.5. The total still at 54 in most places. Dolphins quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick says he intends to play next season for the Miami Dolphins and not retire. He wants to be part of helping groom the next potential franchise quarterback down on South Beach. NBA Rising Stars game contestants were announced today for All-Star Weekend in Chicago. Should be fun. Trae Young, Zion Williamson, Ja Morant on the USA squad. Luka Doncic, if he is healthy enough, is slated to play for the world. Tonight in the NBA, it's going to be an emotional night out in L.A. Lakers play their first home game since the passing of Kobe Bryant. They host the Portland Trailblazers at 10:10 p.m. Eastern. Also tonight, Raptors are -4.5 road favorites in Detroit. The Nets host the Bulls in Brooklyn, Nets -5.5. Like we said, no Luka Doncic for the Mavs. They are 8-point underdogs in Houston. New Orleans -7.5 now, hosting Memphis. The Nuggets coming off a big win last night over the Jazz are in Milwaukee to take on the Bucks. Bucks right now -12.5. Big mid-major night around college hoops. Good one going to be in A-10. BCU, a one-point favorite at Rhode Island. Starting right now, 5 Eastern. Harvard -1.5 at Penn, just tipping off. And later on in the horizon, Northern Kentucky -2.5 at Wisconsin Green Bay. NHL early games, Rangers -240 hosting Detroit. Flyers are in Pittsburgh. The Penguins are -170. Vegas is in Carolina. Hurricanes right now -135. The Caps are in Ottawa. They are a big -200 favorite now. I'm Carver High with a Sports Grid update. Want the edge? Get on the grid.
There you have it, Carver High styling. I got to tell you, you look fantastic in that shot of the Aisle Seat podcast that you do, the hockey show. And I know where that picture is, right outside in Fremont Street in downtown Las
Vegas. You actually should get a photo credit for that. I think you took that picture.
I did take that picture. And then that became, was that the new face of your podcast? Do you still rock that?
I think that that's the one. I've been rolling with that on Twitter for a while now. So I might have to change it to this Miami Vice look that we went for Super Bowl weekend here
all
today.
All right, let's go to Vegas. Speaking of winners, Nick Bogdanovich is the director of trading at William Hill, our good friend. He's basically running the world in Sin City and has forever. Mr. Bogdanovich, how are you? I'm on TV now on Sports Grid. Can you imagine? I finally got out of radio, and I'm doing pure sports betting nonstop on TV. It's a beautiful thing, Nick. I know you're rooting for me.
100%. You look good. I always thought you had a big
So let me ask you, Nick, where's the money going right now for the Super Bowl on Sunday in Miami? I know you have all the goods for me.
Yeah, you know, it's really split. It's a mad album. And then our other jurisdictions, Iowa, Rhode Island, Jersey, we're high on Kansas City. So it just depends on what part of the country you're in. And obviously, that's probably going to change over the next 2.5 days. But right now, that's how it's going.
Hey, Nick, I got to ask you, the big bets. I had Mattress Mac on the show last night from Houston, and you know this guy making these bets, million-dollar bets. He lost, what, 10, 12 million on the World Series with the Astros. The guy does these huge bets and promotional, you know, combo meals with his furniture store. What kind of gigantic bets are you seeing? Because you've seen them all through the years. What are you seeing this year from anybody that's walking in there and surprising you at all, if at all?
You know, it's been really quiet in the big bet area. Last year, we took a couple seven-figure bets. This year, the biggest bet I've taken is only $100,000 to win $100,000 on the Niners. So hopefully in the next 2.5 days, it'll pop. But those type of bets are always hit and miss. Sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't.
So, the handle year to year, Nick, is incredible, the growth. I mean, it's one thing how the sports betting world is growing and skyrocketing through the roof into the stratosphere with the additions of all these states, and here in New Jersey with all the New York bettors that are going over to the Meadowlands and that are going over the bridge and through the tunnel, literally in their cars just to pull over at rest areas and truck stops to get their action on, like, the William Hill mobile apps and et cetera. I mean, the bottom line is everywhere, all over the country where it's been legalized. But what is your thoughts on the handle growth year to year on the Super Bowl? It's insane.
Yeah, and you know, it's not only the Super Bowl, it's across the board. Soccer, tennis, golf, baseball, basketball, every sport has seen an uptick. It could be a combination of the economy has been really good. The fact that guys like you are talking to 24/7 on the radio. There's the Bad Beat segment. There's the Daily Wager segment. So it's just, I think, more part of the mainstream now, but definitely a good economy also helps. But yeah, it's through the roof across the board.
And Nick Bogdanovich with us, director of trading at William Hill, my good friends. I've worked with him a long time in Las Vegas and in New Jersey. What do you think of seeing it from Vegas and the company itself and Joe Asher and Grodzki and all the boys? What's happened here in New Jersey, in Atlantic City, at Monmouth, and in the Meadowlands, and even in, your project you got going on at The Rock in Newark? I know you have a great sportsbook bar in the arena where the Devils play, and it's just fantastic. What do you guys think of what's happening here in New Jersey and New York and the tri-state area, Nick?
Yeah, no, it's great. Obviously, every state that's rolled it out, we're involved in. So we got a really crack business development team. We're going to be going in Washington, D.C. soon, and we can't wait for some of the bigger states to jump in. New York, Florida, California, Texas. This is just the tip of the iceberg. And we think there's a lot of action right now, but we can only imagine what it's going to be like in 4 or 5 years.
What is the relationship like so far in D.C. with the Wizards and Capitals and having access to that building in our nation's capital?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. That'll be our first location in a sports venue, and just a ton of area in D.C., and the Caps and the Wizards are working really well with us, so can't wait for that one to open. I'm just dying to see what kind of business we can ride out of that place.
Hey, Nick, what's it like with added competition now, you know, like the circus and all of these different houses that are coming into the picture and into the fray, and then all the, you know, sports betting apps, and how's the world evolving for William Hill with, you know, competition all around you? I would say that it would make it healthy for you guys as well, isn't it?
100%. Competition is always good, no matter what, business, sports, whatever. We welcome it. Obviously, we got to pick our game up, but there's enough to go around. You know, the Circa guys are doing great, and we wish for everyone to do good. And there's so much pie out there to go around. There really is. So competition is healthy, and we welcome it.
Hey, Nick, have a great Super Bowl. I hope everybody goes on to William Hill betting apps in Nevada, New Jersey, everywhere it's legal. Hope you have a great handle in Las Vegas. Always a pleasure, Nick. Enjoy the game, brother.
Thank you. It's good seeing you again.
My man, Nick Bogdanovich with William Hill. He's the director of the world. Forget about trading. He's running the world, coast to coast with Pharrell. Check out him.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? Sports Grid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, Sports Grid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
Coast to coast with Pharrell. I gotta tell you, I'm excited because you know, I've already had Smitty on a bunch, and I told you we're gonna have Smitty Burgers with Walsh's grape jelly styling in here for the in-game live. And I also like you know, you remember, and I know it's not the same, but Welch's grape soda was fantastic too. I used to put that, if I, you know, literally, now people will think this is kind of soft, but I used to put it in like a giant double, like a 40 to 50 ounce Zima. And if you poured the grape soda in with it and stirred it around and had that going in the summer, laying at the beach, you were good to go. Kevin, it's good to have you on Coast to Coast, brother.
I'm pumped, man. I mean, you guys are doing a kick-ass job so far. Everything's off and rolling. I got the call that I'm on today. We got in-game live as well. It's going to be a blast.
So how's it going with Smitty? You've worked with him. You've done stuff with Smitty. Now you're doing betting around the rim, and the first show's tomorrow.
You better believe it, man. It's going to be a blast. I like to liken it to pretty much a fast break in an all-star game. We're going to be rock and rolling. It's going to be moving fast. We're hitting college. We're hitting the pros. We're starting tomorrow. We're going to preview the all-star game. The format change, obviously, a big topic of conversation, not just how it's going to play out, but how we're going to try and bet that game. There are some snubs. We've got the trade deadline not too far away as well in the NBA, so there's plenty to hit there. And then there's always so many different angles you can approach the college game with, and that's what we'll be doing tomorrow on Betting Around the Rim.
So what do you like betting more, Kevin? Do you like betting the pros or the college rack, or is it the same?
For me, I prefer the pros. I've been following the NBA so closely for so long, and I feel like I know them so well. So it comes a little bit more naturally as well to cap these pro games to me. And it's got a great slate tonight. I actually have a take on every single one of them. And I try not to force games, but I look through it. There's something I like in every single one of these games tonight.
So the other night I had a 10-2 night, Carver High. You remember that one? I busted off a 10-2 night in the NBA.
Yeah, you were killing it a couple
Some
nights.
Strong
ago.
Plays last night as well. I loved Denver at home with Utah going in there, but I really don't like them tonight in Brewtown against the Bucks. Now, I mean, if you look at all the games, that, you know, I think Dallas, Houston, and that Denver, Milwaukee are my favorite games. There's other good ones as well. Mm-hmm. Blazers and Lakers, obviously, the first game since Kobe and his daughter tragically died with nine people in the helicopter crash in Calabasas. And that's going to be a scene, you know, onto itself. But let's start with that that game. After Denver had to play last night at home, and then they had to travel to Milwaukee, that number opened at 9.5 and moved to 12.5. I got to tell you, Kevin, at first I had, and I did lay it. I got it at 9.5 and laid it. But I have to tell you, I was worried about laying that kind of wood when there's two good teams like that, because Denver can play. Although, I have to ask you, do you feel that lineup that is just depleted and it's like Band-Aid City that they're playing with? They got it done last night at the Pepsi can. Do you think that ravaged lineup hurts them after traveling to Milwaukee to play the best team in the East? Do you think they're going to get whacked? Because it looks like a lot of people do. The number jumped to 12.5.
Yeah, I think that they're probably going to be pretty tired coming off that game. They actually went on a 27-1 run last night against Utah to be able to pull from back. They were down at the half by 5 to that Jazz team. They are absolutely depleted, as you said, and the Bucks do roll teams. I'm almost wondering, with this being a back-to-back, if Mike Malone's a little bit more liberal to pull the starters and be like, yeah, this isn't our night. They're undefeated in division right now, so that was the importance of that game. They can kind of allow this game to get away from. It's kind of why I like the under. It's still a pretty high total of 226 right now in this game. I know the Bucks can put up numbers. They scored 151 in their last game, but the Nuggets have been playing to a lot more unders. I think this could be absolutely a lower scoring game.
So what do you think of this Milwaukee team, the way they're just destroying everyone?
It's incredible. They absolutely have every right to be looked at as the favorites to win the title right now. If you look at all of the numbers, it's historic. The problem is everything they're doing this year, it's a little bit better. They did a lot of it last year as well, Scott. So the question becomes, what happens when we get to the playoffs? Are they one of these teams that they just, the playoffs are not made for them? So that's why there's this hesitation to crown them as the absolute clear-cut favorites.
So you're on, you just like the under. Are you willing to lay that kind of wood that it went to 12.5?
I'd like to avoid it if I could, but honestly, if I had to, I'd rather lay it down with the Bucks. I mean, the other night, they beat the Wizards. They give up 131 and still found a way to not only cover that game, they won by 20 points. They can easily win this one by 20 points tonight if I had to. 12.5, I think you got a great number at 9.5.
Yeah, I loved it at 9.5, so I went there. So let's talk about that other one, Dallas and Houston. The game is in H-Town, and Dallas going in there. Now, when it opened up, it was 5, and then at one point or another, it's at 8 now, 8.5. This morning, Mafia was telling me at one point it was 9.5. Did you ever see it at 9.5? Because when he said 9.5, I pounced on the 9.5. Mm-hmm. I love the Mavs covering that number. The way, Kevin, that the Rockets have been puking the last couple of games. Harden's been throwing up bricks. Now, he might go off tonight at home because he loves it there and he can fill it up. But they have not been playing well, and you know it.
Yeah, I actually did see it get up that high. It's because today we kind of got the official word that Doncic is going to miss at least the next 6 Maverick games. The thing is, think back to the first time he missed action, Scotty. They went to Milwaukee without Luka and won outright. So I would absolutely not be looking to even lay 8 with the Rockets, as teams I think are kind of smartening up now, or bettors rather are smartening up, and they're starting to jump on the Mavs with the points. The way I'd like to cover myself is exactly what you lean towards. I'll take Harden over 32.5 points. He's played awful. I don't think he's gotten over that number. I think 5 of the last 6, he actually hasn't been able to hit 30, but it's down a little bit. I mean, I've gone over props some nights with Harden, 38.5, 37.5. I think he could have a big night. He's due.
Yeah, I went Rockets money line, and I took the 9.5 because I was afforded it. That number went crazy from where it opened at. I got to tell you, what do you think of Doncic's game? Now, listen, I play ball every day of the week, 7 days a week. If I could, I'd play 8. And I was running and gunning today. And I got to tell you, I love watching him play with his size, with his body, his extra chunk. He's got some, you know, flab on top of the muscle. He's very strong for a young kid. I mean, that's what he is. He's a young kid. This kid was playing in Spain, Real Madrid, at 16 until 20, whatever it is. Guy comes to the NBA. He's dominated. He's a showman. He's an entertainer. I love his vision. I love his no looks. I love his lobs. I love his step back three daggers. I love his control. He never overdoes it. He goes at a perfect speed, shifting from third to fourth and into fifth. Whatever gear he wants to go in, he's just absolutely lubed and completely phenomenal. What do you think of his performance and the way he leads that team?
Yeah, I mean, the reality is, the reason why the LeBron comparisons are completely fair is I don't remember the last time we saw a guy in year 2 be an absolute, no doubt about it, top 10 player in this league. He's going to have finished top 5 in MVP voting this year. And it is hilarious to think that there were people who doubted him because he didn't play against the Syracuse zone or a Virginia defense in the college game. What he did at Real Madrid was way harder. He's playing against genuine pros out there in an elite league. And that's why I think he's made this transition a lot smoother than some of these other guys. He's a no doubt about a top 10 guy in this league. And if someone were to push me and say top 5, I don't know if I'd argue.
He was playing against grown men in Spain, no doubt about it. All right, so Toronto, Detroit, the Raptors have been on fire, and they are playing this lousy Piston team. I don't care if they play in Detroit. I don't care where they play. Are you leaning Raps again tonight the way they've been rolling?
Yeah, absolutely. The Raptors are on fire right now. I know you actually had the chance to work with Scott Wetzel, and you've heard the crazy number. I think it's only twice this year, a Pistons game, where the winning team did not cover the number. And so that trend here applies. I don't see the Pistons being able to win this basketball game. So much uncertainty with the Pistons. Is Drummond going to get traded? Is Derrick Rose going to get traded? But I do love the over in this game as well. 223.5. Both these teams have been playing over after over after over. I love points. I think this is a good opportunity for it.
You know, the other night when I went 10-2, one of the ones I got wrong, I took that Pistons 8 and a hook, and they didn't get it done. They lost by 10. It was to the Nets, right? So I don't trust them. I went for them the other night and got roasted, so I'm not going that way tonight. I took the Raps and laid it at 4.5. It stayed at that number. It was my fifth best play on PharrellOnTheBench.com. Memphis and New Orleans. Look, anytime Ja's playing, I'm loving life. And he's taking on a Zion who gets, I mean, he's got his own television network now. You know, honestly, like, what do you think of his game? I got to tell you, when he hit the 4 threes in a row in his first performance, they looked like bricks when he let them fly. They looked like line drives. I mean, worse than Green's line drive, Trey. But he certainly lit it up, and he had a nice stretch there where he scored the 17 points in a row and went crazy. They're playing on Bourbon Street tonight. What do you think of Ja against Zion?
I love this game, right? It's the first matchup between these two guys, if I'm not mistaken. And look, Zion is as good as they've said. Best prospect since Anthony Davis. And the best part about that debut is through three quarters, everyone was going to start going, he's a bust, he's a bust. And then he goes out there, 17 points, 17 straight in that fourth quarter. And was like, oh, wow, this dude is absolutely for real. However, I think this number's really, really high. I think we're starting to pay the price for Zion kind of being in the lineup for this Pelicans team. I think a lot of people want to bet on Zion. 7.5 feels high. I'll take that. And also, 242.5, I just can't bet over. I know these teams love to score. The last time they played, they scored 242 points. The game went under the number. They can score 242, and the game goes under the number. I lean under in this game as well.
I got to tell you, I think Brandon Ingram and Hart, I like this team at home. I really do. Redick, the way he shoots, both from three and at the line, and the calls that he gets, I think they're dangerous at home. But I agree with you, Kevin. The 7.5... you know, because when I got it, it was 5.5, and I took that. 7.5 is like a hoagie. I'm all over that. Oak City in the desert against the Suns. I love Devin Booker. I'm going upset here tonight. Yes. When this thing opened up, they were getting one. Now they're laying one or a pick 'em. But I got them getting the one, and I'm going to go high risk. I think they can actually catch Oak City. They've been playing a lot lately.
For me, this is the All-Star Snub Special. This stuff is very real. He was deserving to be in that game. Should have been in over Russell Westbrook. No disrespect to Westbrook. It's been great, but Devin Booker has been better. Take Booker over 29.5 points, and yes, take the Suns on the money line, because the argument that people would make for why Devin Booker didn't get in is this team is not winning enough, so the teammates will also feel responsible for him getting snubbed. What could have been his first All-Star game. Couldn't agree more, Scott. I love the Suns tonight.
And I took the Blazers with that 13.5, the way Dame's playing against the Lakers. They've had a lot on their heads lately. What do you think of that game?
Look, I'm a LeBron guy. I don't think I've bet against the Lakers all season long. The only game I did was the game that LeBron missed. That 13.5 is really, really high, especially the way that Lillard's playing. I can't bet against them, but if I'm not betting on you, it kind of lets you know what I think of the game.
Yeah, if McCollum gives them anything and Melo gives them a little piece, I think they can hang and make that a good game tonight in Lipstick City at Staples. God bless the Lakers, what they've been going through. Kevin Walsh and I just raking through the NBA. We're going to do the same thing in College Rack, coast to coast, with Pharrell Carver.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? Sports Grid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
Coast to Coast with Pharrell. Kevin Walsh is in here. Don't forget his new show tomorrow morning, Betting Around a Rim. I love that. Going straight to the 10. And what time is that going to go down?
10 a.m. we start. We are on until noon.
It's awesome. I'll be playing basketball. So think of me. I'll be filling it up while you're filling it up. It's a great thing that they're doing that, and I'll be doing that. I always run on Saturday and Sunday mornings. It's holy. It's my holy day. Anyway, we got mid-major action. I will tell you, there's a little Ivy going on. Penn up 10 right now, 7:40 left in the first half, 27-17 on Harvard. Are you surprised about that? Penn's barely over 500. Harvard's the best team in the conference, and Penn hasn't even won an Ivy League game yet. Harvard's 13-4. They're down 10.
I actually wrote down Penn moneyline. Whatever it was, it just kind of popped out to me as I looked through some of these numbers. As much as Harvard's been the better team, something about Penn kind of spoke to me here. And they're up 10 right now. So impressive start from them.
All right. So there's a ton of games. You got a lot of them going. I wanted to ask you. You can't avoid this game. I think it's going to be a really good game. Akron and Kent State, the Zips on the road. In the MAC, both of these teams, Akron 6-2 in conference play, Kent State 5-3. You know, Akron's got 16 wins, Kent State's got 15. What do you think of that game?
So it's pretty interesting because Akron right here on the road find themselves as a very, very small road dog. They've been in that spot twice this year. They've covered both times. But they actually haven't won either time in that spot. So now it's a one-point number. You kind of throw it out, and for that reason, I'll take Kent State at home, lay the one, money line, whatever you want to do. I lean towards Kent State.
I had Kent State on the money line, but I got the number at 2.5 with the Zips. So I took the 2.5 and think that it's going to be a bucket game, and that hook might be the difference. Mm-hmm. Bowling Green at Buffalo. Here we go again. Two good teams. How about Bowling Green, 7-1 in the MAC? Buffalo at home, though, 5-3 in the MAC. This is a huge game for Buffalo at home. They're favored by 4.5. I got to tell you what I did. I took Buffalo to win, but I had to grab that number at 4.5 with Bowling Green the way they played in conference play.
Yeah, Bowling Green, actually, this is the third time they're going to be a road dog. They have covered both of those times here. I like this game to go over the number, 161. Again, I said I like points. I like rooting for points. Bowling Green has played four road games. Every single one of them has gotten over the number. Hopefully fifth time continues that streak. I'll take over 161.
I jumped on some of those other games in terms of, like, jumped right over them. And I'm going to go to VCU in Rhode Island in Kingston. Here we go again. VCU 16-5, 6-2 in the A-10. The Rams are 15-5, 7-1, even better in the A-10. Mm-hmm. VCU was favored the last time I checked, but when I got it, I took Rhode Island and laid one to start the day. I took the Rams to knock off VCU. What do you think?
I agree. Rhode Island for me, I would roll with here. They've been incredible at home on the season, and that's enough for me in a game this tight. They're trying to make their name within this conference. I would assume that line probably started to flip around because people are a little bit more familiar with VCU. But on the season, straight up, Rhode Island's 9-1 at home. Make it 10-1.
Did you do any of those Siena Ionas or Manhattan St. Peter's?
So I am an Iona alum. So for that reason, you got to always keep your eye to the MAC. Here's the thing. The Gales have not been good this year. They've not been covering numbers. They redid the Heinz Athletic Center. They just got their first win there. It's been a disaster. I don't care. I'm a stubborn man at heart. The Gales are home. I'll lay it down with the Gales. I think they're actually dogs to Siena as well. Disrespectful.
It's unbelievable. Communists. I have a friend that coaches at Princeton, Dartmouth at Princeton tonight at the Jadwin Gym. Are you on that game at all, or did you avoid it?
That one I ended up staying away with, although I will say Princeton might have the best logo in all of college sports.
I wore my Princeton basketball shirt the other day when I was doing a clip here on Sports Grid. Very impressive that I pulled that out of the drawer. Wright State in Milwaukee tonight, 8 Eastern in Brewtown. Wright State is 18-4, 8-1 in the horizon. Milwaukee's been terrible. Mm-hmm. I actually laid it with Wright State here. I got it at 6.5.
Yeah, I think Wright State's absolutely the side in this game. I could see them winning actually by double digits. They're just comfortably better. 8-1 in conference on the year. I agree with you on that lean.
Northern Kentucky at Green Bay at the Crescent Event Center. Northern Kentucky 6-3 in the Horizon. Green Bay 5-4 in conference play, but two games under 500. I actually middled this as well. I took Northern Kentucky to win the game. They're a lot better, but I think Green Bay is going to be in the game. It might upset them, so I took the 2.5.
Yeah, I don't hate that. I kind of start to lean a little bit to the under in this game. 155 is a lot of points, I think, for these two teams on the year. Northern Kentucky, of the 11 games they've played on the road, 8 of them have gone under. Let's make it 9.
All right, Kevin, let's go to Saturday because there's a ton of great top 25 games. How about at the Hall in the Rock taking on Xavier? Xavier's had their problems in the Big East. 2-6 in conference play. Surprising that they're 13-8 overall. But Seton Hall has been unbelievable. Unbeaten in the Big East, 8-0.
This is the thing, though, right, Scott? They're not going to run the table in the Big East. There's just no way. So you want to see, am I going to try and beat them to the window? Do I start trying to bet against Seton Hall, like on the money line, and try and catch them off guard? At some point, maybe that's the strategy, but not yet for me. Again, you've mentioned Xavier's really, really been struggling. Miles Powell, maybe the best player in the conference, right? Between him, Marcus Howard, there's a couple of guys that you could probably make the case for. He's obviously right up there, 22 points per game. I'm going to probably find myself on the Pirates come Saturday.
Right, so we don't have any spreads on these games, but they're just so delicious. I thought we'd talk about it in terms of, like, what might shake out.
Mm-hmm.
Creighton and Nova at the Wells Fargo in Philadelphia. I like the way Nova's been playing lately, 7-1 in the Big East. Tough to beat in their building.
Did you say Philadelphia?
Of course.
That is tremendous. That is absolutely, I mean, I'm like, all right, Villanova, that's enough to sell me. I couldn't possibly go against
that. That's all you need. Philadelphia is a great spot. Philadelphia, Edmonton, and Calgary. We got a lot of, where else do we got?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is a big one. That's right. Ole Miss and LSU down in Baton Rouge at the Maravich. Yeah. What do you think of that game? I'll tell you what. I have a feeling. You know, LSU's been killing everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to deny it. 7-0 in the SEC. Ole Miss, 1-6 in the SEC. Do they get raked in that game, or will they be in the game? They've been in some games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just found a way to get to double overtime against Auburn. Like, that's the thing. They lost their first 5 games in conference play. They somehow stole one in Georgia, which I never saw coming. I actually bet the Bulldogs a bunch of times throughout that in-game live, and that's where it really kills you, when you're not only wrong once, but you're wrong, like, 3 different times.
Right.
And then for them to play that tight against Auburn, they are playing incredible. It makes you wonder, though, do they come back to reality? LSU, again, you said 7-0 in the SEC. It'll be really interesting. You got to think that's going to probably be around a double-digit spread.
So, Kevin, how about at the Kohl Center tomorrow, 1 Eastern? Can the Badgers, 500 in Big Ten play, take on Izzo's Spartans? Now, I think Michigan State should win that game, but the Kohl Center is a tough place to, hostile environment to get away with things. Do you think that Michigan State will get any calls and will win this game easily, or do you think Wisconsin can knock them off with a huge upset?
Sparty has already played this team not all too long ago. They won the game 67-55. Then they had this really bad loss to Indiana, and since then they housed Minnesota on the road. And I know Northwestern's not good, but when you beat a team by 29 in conference, that's impressive to me. So I think Izzo may be starting to get these guys on the right path. I won't be betting against the Spartans anytime soon.
I got to tell you, don't you think I look better with the earpiece in, Kevin, than those gigantic Mickey Mouse things I wear over the Meadowlands?
I'm telling you, the only person that pulls off the headset is Cam Stewart. It's almost just like it's a part of his head.
It really
is. I feel
is.
Like it's perfect. But I'll tell you what, though. You both crushed the Miami Vice look today. I kind of got in. I was a little annoyed. I was like, nobody told me. I would have thrown on at least an old-school Dwayne Wade Miami Heat jersey, something to make it work. You know what I mean? I got the Miami Heat, like the Vice. I got Bam Adebayo in the closet. Like, we could have done something. That's on me. I should have thought it out. You boys look sparkling.
I'm feeling it. Check out. Ooh, check out. Louisville and NC State in Raleigh. Can NC State give Louisville a game? 9-1 in the ACC, the Cards. I like the way they're playing.
Yeah, it's hard to go against them. They've won 7 games in a row. NC State just dropped back-to-back, as well as a 10-point loss at home to UNC. It's kind of, we're getting to that point of the season where you really better be confident if you're going to be going against some of these blue bloods that are playing as well as a team like Louisville is playing right now.
I mean, it really is incredible how many games we got. I'm going to go through all of them, even if we have to do it in the next segment. K-State in Morgantown against Bobby Huggins. I don't like their chances in that gym at the Coliseum. I love West Virginia here.
Yeah, West Virginia's coming off a loss. For me, that you know, this is a team right now 12th in the country. You can easily make an argument that maybe they're a top 10 caliber team, but they just lost to Texas Tech. You know he's going to have those boys ready against Kansas State.
All right, Providence and Butler at the Hinkle Fieldhouse in Naptown. I like Butler at home.
It's interesting, right? Because this is the Big East now where some of these teams, you want to start to see them playing better, but Providence is playing awful basketball. So, again, it'll depend kind of on the number that they give us, but certainly an early lean to Butler.
TCU and Baylor in Waco. Everybody was trying to sell me the other night on, I think Smitty was in on it, trying to sell me Iowa State. Maybe it was Wetzel trying to sell me Iowa State. Carver,
it was Smitty and Wetzel. It might have been both of them, but definitely Smitty. Smitty was on Iowa State.
Listen,
Smitty was on Iowa State.
Listen, I was all over Baylor there. What was I laying? 5.5. Baylor smacked them. They're 7-0. They're going to beat TCU tomorrow as well. Don't you think, KW?
So this is the thing, right, with Baylor, that game where they went to Florida, number one team in the country against an unranked team, they're catching points. It's like this, oh, no spot. This is going to be super sharp. We can't possibly lay it down with Baylor. I laid it down with Baylor. They won the game by 11. Look, we're trying to find a true number one in college ball right now. Baylor's answering the bell. They've won 17 in a row.
The Zags are taking on the Dons in San Fran City by the Bay.
It's going to be like 200 points in that game.
200?
I feel like it.
All right, I like the Zags to handle their business. They beat everybody. All right, we're going to come back and talk about the rest of these games. Texas Tech, Kansas at the Allen Fieldhouse. Here's what's going to happen to the Red Raiders in that game. They're not going to get one call the entire game. We got a ton of other college games to talk about for Saturday. Plus, we're going to do some great team props for the Super Bowl. Mr. Walsh hanging with Carver High.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? Sports Grid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, Sports Grid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
Coast to Coast with Pharrell. So when I butchered the ending of the last segment, Carver High came over and slapped me in the side of my face.
You gotta be better. I mean, that's just pretty much what it comes down
to. Get out on
time. That's all that I'm trying to say. You just gotta be better. A little better.
That's what he said to me. You gotta be better. And then he just gave me a full palm, like the entire palm of his hand on the side of my face. Is there a mark? I think it is looking a little...
I went easy on you this time. So I went easy on you.
You can tell that Please. There's like a little, I feel like there's like a little head in there. All right. So I want to do these games quickly, rapidly, KW. I want to get them in. Maybe I should go. Should I go all the way back to where I was? That's probably a good idea. Here's where I was. Texas Tech and Kansas at the Allen Fieldhouse. Texas Tech will get no calls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Kansas. They're a top five team this year. At home, I like Kansas.
Florida State and Vatek in Blacksburg.
Florida State is not losing two in a row. It depends on the number, but they're winning that game.
Fordham, the Rams going to Dayton to get bent over.
Yeah, Dayton, they can name their score. It might be a 25-point spread.
Rutgers and Michigan in Ann Arbor. Now, Rutgers has been unbelievable. 7-3 in the Big Ten. Michigan, they were hot early in the season. People were talking about Final Four. They've leveled off. They've done terrible in conference, 3-6. Can they, how should I dare say, upset Rutgers?
Well, that's the thing. I think Michigan actually still might end up being favored in this game, and I'll probably lay the points with the Wolverines at the Garden that game.
Oh, is that where it is?
Yeah.
Oh, so they're playing that game at the Garden. I thought that game was in Ann Arbor.
No, I only knew that because Gabe was talking. He's a big Michigan guy. He said he was going to the game.
Oh, all right. So now I think Rutgers is going to spank Michigan. Mm. I thought the game was in Ann Arbor. I think Rutgers will beat Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah, now I'm changing my tune there. I didn't know the game was at the Garden. I mean, I could literally grab the Garden right now outside. I could just grab it. It's right there. It's like literally within arm's reach. Oregon and Stanford at Maples out in Palo Alto, Kevin.
Yeah, the Ducks are playing incredible. I thought Stanford was going to be solid the other night against Oregon State. They lost outright. Forget them. I'll roll with the Ducks.
Kentucky and Auburn might be the game of the day Auburn. What do you think of that? Can Bruce Pearl sweat his way to a big win against the Cats?
No, he's going to be sweating out a loss. I think Calipari has those boys playing incredible. Nick Richards, one of the best players in college ball in the season. I love Kentucky right now.
They had a really nice overtime win last weekend. Yes. And then they pulled it out against the Commodes the other night when Vandy had a huge lead. Houston and Cincinnati in the Queen City. Houston ranked 7-1 in the American, but Cincy's not bad, 6-2 in conference play.
Yeah, I could see Cincy pulling again. It kind of has the quote-unquote upset in that game. Wouldn't shock me if they're favored.
Wichita State at Tulsa. Any chance for an upset here? Tulsa 6-1 in the American. They actually have a better conference record than the Shockers.
Yeah, Tulsa's been playing incredible. The other day they beat Memphis by 40. I would not count them out.
Penn State and Nebraska in Lincoln. Nebraska's been terrible, but they've been in some games. Will Penn State screw that up on the road?
I don't think so. The Nittany Lions, they've been tough to pin down. They've won three in a row. This likely makes it four.
Duke and the Cuse at the Dome up in Syracuse. They always play them well. I'm not feeling it this time around, though. Duke should be able to handle them.
It's going to be dependent on the number for me. If it's double digits, I might lean towards the orange. Anything less, probably the Blue Devils.
San Diego State still unbeaten, taking on a 17-win Utah State team. That's going to be a good one in San Diego.
Last time they played, Utah State was favored. Obviously, different tune this time around. San Diego State's already beaten them. I think Utah State could actually cover this game, depending, again, on the number.
And finally, Colorado, ranked 20th, 16 wins, 5-3 in the Pac-12 against USC. 17-win team, 6-2 in conference play at the Galen in Lipstick City. Can USC knock off Rado?
I think the Trojans will end up probably being favored in this game. I'll lay the points with the Trojans, and I think they can win this game. I really like USC this year.
It was really like getting in the hot tub. The amount of games we just hit in Friday and Saturday college basketball activity. You got to feel good about yourself, Kevin. I mean, honestly, we have set the standard.
Yeah, now I probably can sleep in Saturday a little bit, right? We just went through everything. Half my work is done now.
Now all you have to do is worry about the spreads. All right, Carver High, are you ready to get into some of these fun props, as you call them?
Yeah, the cross sport ones. Let's do it.
All right, so... And I'm going to ask both of you guys these. Is there going to be a score in the first 5.5 minutes of the game, Kevin?
Absolutely. I think this is going to be a very high-scoring affair. I think these are two offenses that can score on the first possession regardless who gets the ball.
Carver High.
Yeah, I'm in on the first 5.5 minutes.
I am too. I'm going yes at plus 120. Total interceptions in the game. I went over 1.5. Kevin.
I'd rather probably just take Garoppolo to throw the pick. Mahomes just doesn't throw picks.
So you don't think he's going to throw a pick in a game? He's just going to sling it and throw touchdowns and have no problems against the San Francisco team?
Yeah, I mean, I'll spoil it right now. I like the Chiefs in this game. I like Mahomes, reads off the bye, so I'd rather just bet on Garoppolo to throw an interception. Obviously, it depends on the juice of that one, but it can't be that high.
All right, what do you think, Carver High?
No, that's on the sheet of integrity. I like the over 1.5 interceptions in the game. I think they'll be either 1-1, 2 for Garoppolo, some way or another. They're going to get the 2 picks.
All right, total fumbles lost in the game. I went over 1.5 plus 180, Kevin.
I love that, and I love that it's at a plus price. The Super Bowl gets crazy. I totally love that.
Carver High?
I'm with Kevin on that one. I'm with him.
All right, the result of the first coach's challenge, I said upheld at plus 120, Kevin.
That's incredible. I really like that. At the plus price as well, these guys don't like overturning calls.
What do you think, Carver?
I'm there. Anything with plus 120 on that, I'm going to go with it. It's kind of a coin. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know the play. I'll take the plus 120.
All right. Is there going to be 3 unanswered scores in the game? And I actually went yes at minus -165 because I think the Niners are going to do what Texans did and what the Titans did, which was do whatever they want to the Chiefs in the first half, and then all of a sudden they come to life. I think San Francisco might run it up.
You should find a way then to get both teams to score 3 unanswered, because if the Niners do it to start, the Chiefs will respond with 3 unanswered themselves.
I like that thinking, because then I'd have a chance on both sides of that. What do you think, Carver?
Yeah, I don't think that there'll be 3 unanswered scores. This is going to be a back-and-forth game, a high-scoring game, but back-and-forth.
You're a miserable human being.
Well, that's too bad. You're going to have to deal with it, all right? You're on the Niners. That's why you're saying that. You're on the Niners.
You're a miserable human being. You really are. So will the game be tied after 0-0? I said no, plus $1.30, Kevin.
I totally see why, because you think that the Niners are going to continually to run it up, but this does worry me. I think this it could end up kind of being that back-and-forth affair, but I like the plus price.
Carver,
yeah, I'm sticking with Kevin on that one.
All right, will there a pass interference penalty be overturned by review? I said no, minus 600.
It should be minus 10,000. Hell
yeah,
no. They're not overturning.
They're not overturning.
They're not overturning
the They haven't
thing.
Done it all year. They're not going to start in the Super
Amen,
Bowl.
Amen, Carver.
All right, so I went high risk here to win the MVP. They always give it to the quarterbacks, right? I went your boy Raheem at 7-1, the running back for the Niners. What do you think, Kevin? Am I crazy?
A little bit, because I think the Chiefs are going to win the game. But if it is the Niners, that's the nice thing. There's no way it's some lock that Garoppolo is going to win. Like, I'd sprinkle on Nick Bosa if you like the Niners for MVP.
I'm with Kevin. I'm playing Bosa for MVP. Honestly, I'm staying away from all the Mostert stuff because they have mixed it up all year. Just because he had the big game in the NFC title game doesn't mean that Tevin Coleman or Breida could show up and have the big game on Sunday. They mix guys around, so I'm staying away from all the 49er running backs.
All right, here we go. These are some of the crazy ones. What will be more, LeBron and Anthony Davis points? Samuel receiving yards. So LeBron James and Anthony Davis, I took at total points minus 1.5. So what'll be more? I said LeBron and Davis points over Samuel receiving yards, Kevin.
I absolutely love that, man. Samuel hasn't gotten to 50 yet. LeBron and AD can easily combine points. 70? That's not out of the question. I love that.
Yeah, LeBron and AD, easy for me.
All right, what'll be more? Dame Time Lillard points? Or Chief points, I went Dame Time minus 1.5 at minus 110.
God bless Damian Lillard for even scoring this consistently to be an option on the board here. Dangerous waters, because I think the Chiefs score 38 points, but I totally understand your lean.
Chief points for me.
All right, what'll be more, Williamson points, Zion Williamson points, or Mostert rushing attempts? I went with Raheem Mostert rushing attempts minus 1.5.
I do like that, especially for how you see the game going. Mostert, if the game goes how you say, probably carries the ball 25 times or so. So, again, I totally see why you're on that.
I'm playing this one, actually, Scotty, and I'm taking Zion. I think he's going to have 4 points in the same philosophy as before.
Why is he being so mean to you, Scott?
I believe the 49ers are going to spread this thing around. It might not be Mostert on Sunday. Give me the Zion points in that prop.
He put a Visine in my burger last night at the Meadowlands. I was up all night. All right, what's going to be more, Harden points, rebounds, and assists, or Niners and Chiefs points? I went Niners and Chiefs points minus 1.5.
I got 68 total points in that game, so absolutely with you on the total points.
Total points for me as well.
What'll be more, Iowa points, the Hawkeyes, or
this.
George Kittle and Bits receiving yards? I went Iowa Hawkeyes points.
Yeah, this is a Hawkeye action, right? That's where Kittle went. I might lean towards Kittle, though, a little bit on this one because, you know, I feel like he's going to have like a 40-yard catch and run.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Kittle as well. This is similar to one that I'm playing, Scotty. Yards of the longest touchdown drive, minus 2.5 against St. John's points on Sunday. So I'm playing a similar one there.
All right, real quick, what'll be more, Golden Knights goals or total field goals made? I went with Knights goals.
Hockey's not my bag, but if you like it, maybe I'll even sprinkle on it myself.
That's what I like about Kevin.
I played the same prop last year with the Golden Knights again with the field goals. I'm not doing it again. I'm not going anywhere near the Golden Knights.
What'll be more, Penguins and Capital goals or Kelsey receptions? I went Pens and Caps, baby.
I love it, man. I you know, Crosby and Ovechkin action. You can sell me on that.
Right?
It's my number two prop. I'm playing Pens and Caps, total goals.
What'll be more, Crosby and Malkin points or Chiefs sacks? I went Sid the Kid and Geno.
Ooh, I don't know, though. I think they can get to Garoppolo.
Same thing. I'm with the points. I'm going with Sid and Malkin.
Oh, I love this one. What'll be more, Tottenham, the Spurs, and Man City total corners or first quarter points? I went first quarter points in the Super Bowl.
I like that. I think that this could absolutely be a complete shootout to begin this game, start to finish.
Yeah, I'm going with the points.
All right, and real quick, what'll be more, Lionel Messi goals or Tyreek Hill rushing attempts? I went with Tyreek Hill rushing attempts.
That's a fun one.
Messi scores.
All right, there you go. Kevin, great job. I'll see you on In-Game Live at 7 p.m. Eastern. Barber High, you backstabber and face slapper.
You gotta be kidding me.
Go ahead, you sissy. All right, game time decisions coming up.